And we're live. Reminder Hoops Podcast, show the fresh opinion views on the world's most beautiful game. I'm your host, Greg. I'm here with the homies, Brian, TK, Leak. And welcome back to Reminder Hoops Podcast. This is our 26th episode. Boys, we moving on up.
Yeah, man. Making moves up here. I like where we going.
You ripped that off pretty fast, bro.
Man. Yeah, you struggled a little bit.
A little bit? He was practicing.
I don't think it was a struggle. He said I ripped it off.
No, you ripped it off like your words a little...
Look at you being picky, man.
Leave me alone, bro.
I'll give you a solid B.
For everybody who's wondering, just go back to the earlier podcast.
The ones where you're going to listen to.
Yeah, you got to listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from.
Like, it wasn't bad. It just, I've heard you do better. It was almost like Kawhi Leonard versus Celtics the other night. Like, you want your best game, you want your worst game. It's just an okay game.
Okay. For those who don't know, this is All-Star Weekend. So, last night, when you're watching this, to give y'all a little time frame, it's Sunday night.
Hey, why don't we have
Saturday? Huh?
Why don't we have the game on?
Oh, no. That's Leak's job.
My job.
It's always your job.
You always put the game on.
You're right.
So for those, for the time stamp, for those who need to understand what's happening, Sunday, so tonight's the All-Star game, 8 o'clock. Saturday was the three-point contest, the slam dunk contest, skills challenge. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it.
I think it's all three. And then before that, of course, with the Rising Stars game and the Celebrity game was on Thursday night. So that's, you know, for everyone to make sure they know what's up. Brian, why you, I told you to stop raising
your
hand.
They can't see. Leak's blocking the camera right now. Yeah. But am I the only person that wonders why we still have the Celebrity game?
I think it's
fun.
Fun.
Is it?
It's fun. It's something that I always wish that I could play in.
It's not too late. We'll be there. One day. I'm trying.
I don't know. My knees be hurting.
I'm trying to give Quavo 25.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I give Quavo.
And block Ronnie 2K's shot.
Ronnie won't be there by the time we get there. I hope not. If he is, that's going to be a mess.
We could be there next year, speaking into existence.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I don't know. I don't care about this level game. But all right, I'll go. Hey, we down to go. I'm down to go. You know, I'm all about buckets.
I think it's dope. I honestly think it's dope just because it's that first night in. Mm-hmm. So all the players really don't have to work. I mean, they just chilling. They get a day to chill for the most part, especially those who aren't participating, like LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis, all of them.
Literally rest.
They're actually chilling. There's no practice.
Festivities are going on.
As any NBA All-Star, they will tell you the last thing they get to do on All-Star Weekend is rest. It don't matter what the event is. So, there's no such thing as rest at All-Star Weekend.
I mean, they're just not on the court in the gym that Thursday.
Facts.
So, I think it's a good look.
I'll rock with y'all.
And we get to see who can hoop.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry to the camera, by the way, fellas.
Yeah, if anybody wondering, we're putting on the All-Star game right now. We were lacking.
So, yeah. Fair enough. We get to see who can hoop, like...
Because there's a lot of rappers be dropping these hoop bars in their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you on the court, and I don't want you to talk about basketball in your songs anymore.
Drake.
Yeah.
I've seen that jump shot.
Yo, what was it? I can't remember where they were at, but it was like a bunch of
the pickup.
Yeah, the pickup game. Man. I was watching that
was
game like
complete trash.
And somebody posted like, "Yo, these guys." I was like, "Nah, these guys couldn't play."
There's three rappers I know that can legit hoop.
What are the three?
I think it's Cole. I think it's G Herbo.
Wale can hoop a little bit.
I haven't seen him.
I know. I'm trying to make sure you include the name I'm thinking about.
And
I'm
gonna go 2 Chainz.
All right. Well,
they can hoop a little.
Like,
bit.
Chainz gotta be on it.
Like other than that,
I've seen Herbo's jump shot. That jump looks clean.
I'm trying to figure out why Quavo gets so much hype as a baller.
He went 1 for 10.
Bruh, I'm trying to figure out why he gets so much hype as a baller because he's not a baller, bro. He's not. I'm sorry,
bro. Because he's part of the hottest boy band in the world.
You just called them a boy band.
Oh. Are they not? Isn't that three dudes in a group rapping?
They're about to ride on you, bro.
You call them
what are they going to do?
You call them you just put them in the same category as the Jonas Brothers.
But I also put them in the same category as like the Beatles. They're a boy band. They're a band of boys. My bad for using
band of boys.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You really just called them a boy band.
But yeah, that's so like, I do think it kind of exposes some of the guys who can't hoop. Like, Chance the Rapper should not be playing basketball.
Chance is garbage.
He should not be playing basketball.
So here's my thing. I don't have a problem with certain people being out there. Like, say, if you're out there literally just to have fun, like, I mean, you can't hoop, and you're just out there to just have a good time, okay, that's all fair and good.
But you can tell who's out there.
Yeah, I want
like, Quavo was trying last night. Like, he was trying.
True.
And
true.
It was like, yo, dude, this ain't it.
True.
But, I mean, it depends.
But like, there's certain ways. Like, there's certain bad people I don't mind watching. Like, Spice Adams.
Oh, yeah, that's a joke.
Exactly.
Once again, it's funny. It's a joke. It's for fun.
But then,
like,
but Chance the Rapper. It's cringy watching Chance play basketball.
Though. I mean, he plays basketball how he raps. So
whoa.
That just takes the cake.
No, he gave his ass to rap. We're not. Whoa. This is not a music
podcast. How long ago was that?
Color book.
How long ago was that?
That's a rap and color book.
It's not a music pod, but we are not about to do that.
Whoa.
All right?
I can't disrespect his last project because it was
you
trash.
You didn't disrespect his last project. You disrespected
him. We all can agree on his last project.
This isn't a music pod, Greg. Shut up and dribble, Greg.
Here we go. All right.
Ooh, gotcha.
Well, what you want to say about it then, Lee? What do you want to say about Chance's last album?
I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to intervene.
Oh, this is what I had to say about his last album, and none of y'all can look me in my face and disagree.
All right. Let's
moving on.
Let's get to it. So, last night was the, like I said, skills challenge, 3-point contest, dunk contest. Of course, everyone's been talking about Aunt Aaron Gordon. Being snubbed for the third year.
Again.
I think the word they were using was robbed. Actually, if not for the third year again. The second time he did it, he didn't deserve to win that joint. But he was actually doing it when he was hurt.
The one versus Zach Levine.
He won that. I don't care.
The one versus Zach Levine.
He won Zach Levine.
I can't.
Zach Levine won that.
Bro, he east made from a foot after the free throw line.
I'm giving Gordon that one. I'm sorry.
I don't care what you
said. Creativity, everything in between. Like, Gordon won that.
Creativity. Did he east made from the free throw line?
Zach Levine's a second in appearance, right?
Yep.
We'll be live, boys. Zach Levine was the second one. I see he won the first one. I can't remember who that was against. The second one, Zach Levine won for sure. This one, I also think is a toss-up.
Yeah, because I like
DJ really did his thing.
He was going bananas.
Like,
East Bay and everywhere. Everything's an East Bay.
That's an easy way to get a 50.
Yeah,
you can get a 50.
But remember, like, and what was it? Like, Kobe had won a dunk contest with just a regular East Bay.
Yeah, and that was like
that
one of the
was
first
20
times,
years ago, 23 though. Years ago, something like that.
I want to say that was in the 90s.
That was like 97.
Yeah, that was in 97.
Something like that.
That was his rookie year.
Now, you used to do a regular East Bay. You're not even getting a 50. You got to jump over somebody in East Bay. You got 360 in East Bay.
You could still get a 45 with an East Bay, a regular East Bay.
A regular one?
East Bay?
It's high school kids doing it in games.
I promise. The right guy did the East Bay. No. I think it's a lot about performance. About
if
like,
you're going to do a regular East Bay, you better be doing it catching it off of somebody's head or something like that. Like,
you better do it with like a literal backpack on you. Little bricks.
Ooh, I'd love to see somebody actually do that next year in the dunk contest.
Put on a weight vest or something?
East Bay with a backpack full of bricks.
Mm.
So just a weight vest?
Yeah. Nah,
no. It got to be a weight vest. Cooler.
No, it got to be a backpack filled with bricks.
I'm sure there's an endorsement deal behind that.
Let's call up Aaron Gordon. Let's see if he's trying to come back.
Yeah.
He said he's not. Done. He said yes, he's done.
I was about to say,
done.
To get to his interview, he did say he was done with it. I think... Man, like, I'm just not a fan of ties at all. Like, I'm a huge, like, I hate
ties.
They
just had a dunk off, man.
They did.
But you eventually get tired. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know how I feel about that term.
I don't like it.
But, I mean, yeah.
Makes sense. But, like, nah, in my opinion, I think I would have given it to Aaron Gordon last night.
I looked at DJ's dunks. I'm like, it's understandable.
I'm not mad that he won. It's understandable. I'm not mad that he won.
So... I don't know.
I think it should have went one more round, but I'm just a greedy fan, so.
True fact. But I do appreciate how exciting that was. Like, the energy was in the building, pretty much from start to beginning. From start to end. It was pretty much, hype was really, really good. And the performance was well. Like, no one really tanked in the dunk contest.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there was a stretch. For like 5 years.
I want to say it was like
awful.
Oh, five to
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's why I'm not really talking on last night because during that stretch where it got bad, I haven't really watched
it was
the
awful.
Contest. Like, I didn't even watch one yesterday.
The Levine Gordon one is what brought it back. That was the first really good one.
That's true.
Wait, okay. How far back was the...
It was 2016.
Yeah.
So y'all didn't like the right Dwight Howard versus Nate
Robinson one? It was cute, but it wasn't great dunks. Okay. It was a good atmosphere.
Okay.
They brought, like, Nate Robinson and Dwight Howard are both showmen. So they definitely brought that.
Yeah.
So they brought that aspect, but as far as like the actual dunks it wasn't super
like
impressive.
Like Dwight won one when he just put on a Superman cape and all he did was just dunk it.
On the higher who?
I mean, you're 6'10". Like, once again, it's impressive, but at the same time, it's like visually, it's just like, oh,
I want to see somebody jump over somebody in East Bay or East Bay from the free throw line. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I feel you.
East Bay while you windmill, then put your arm in the rim. Mm.
The honey dip windmill East Bay combo. Nah, so, that's what we want to see though.
Yeah. So yeah, I do appreciate the energy. I do appreciate how well everyone did. Like Pat Connaughton did well. Of course, DJ pulled out the win. Aaron Gordon did well. People saying he got robbed. Who am I missing?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
He was the forgettable person.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's always harder for like big men in slam dunk contests because, like, even like they're high off the ground or whatever, like they're above the rim, but it looks different. When a smaller guy does it, like the way they're able to spread their legs, the way you can see the difference of how high they actually got off of the ground, it just looks better to watch smaller players dunk.
Yeah, more agile players.
Yeah.
I personally don't mind stars not being in dunk contests. I know we've had the Jordans, we've had the Kobe's, we've had the Vince Carter's, Dr. J's. We've had those guys compete in the dunk contest. I'm not opposed to not seeing them in there if, you know, the second tier players continue to play like this or dunk like this. I know a lot of people feel opposite of that. What do y'all think?
I think it's fine. I think it's, like you said, as long as you still have people who are capable. And I think we went through, I think we went through a phase within basketball where we didn't have those second tier players making those kind of plays, even in the dunk contest. So you want to see the stars because they're stars because they were the ones making those plays in game, outside of games, et cetera, et cetera. Now you have this abundance of athleticism and talent, even on a level two, where you can have LeBron not ever do a dunk contest, which I would love to see him in, but still. Or like you can have a dunk contest that didn't feature Zion Williamson this year.
That's where I was going. Like, everybody's saying like, oh, we would love to see Zion, And of course the money would be there for the league, of course. Mm-hmm. But as an actual hoop fan, I don't think I need him.
I didn't need him.
I would have wanted to see Zion.
I think several guys in the past that never just decided to do it. I think the stigma of dudes being too cool for it is just going to continue, unfortunately.
But I don't think it's going to do that if the dunk contests are continuously going to be like this, where it seems like it mattered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at first it was just like, this is just warm up day for the All-Star game. Like we don't really care about this event so much. And because it was bad
for
I don't know, a decade or something. It was just really bad
to
watch.
I mean, like I said, when you got guys like Derek, I don't care what nobody say, Derek Jones, Aaron Gordon, like those are two guys who, Zach LaVine goes in this category as well. Those are guys who like legitimately could be professional dunkers. Like they have that type of bounce, they have that type of spring, athleticism. Like for as great and as talented as the athlete as LeBron James is, probably the best athlete to pick up a basketball that we've seen in the NBA in terms of overall physicality, speed, power. He's an in-game type dunker. Like that's what he's always been. So, like I said, I've never really been mad at him for not doing dunk contest. Would it have been great to see? Absolutely. Zion Williamson, like, he's a dunker. Like, at the end of the day, that's how he's made his name. That's what made his fame. YouTube made him go viral, everything. So, I want to see him in a dunk contest. Like, he had a mini dunk contest in the rookie sophomore game, or the Rising Stars game, as it's called now. Like, they literally, for the last minute of the game, just kept giving him the ball, clearing out, and letting him put on a dunk show.
There were two misses.
New Orleans
was not feeling that. New Orleans medical staff.
And that's fair. I mean, I can't knock them for that. But, like, if we're going to let him put on a dunk contest in the Rising Stars game, granted, two misses after playing a whole game, playing the night before. Let's get in the dunk contest, man. Like, what are we waiting on?
For next year.
I hope so. I would love to see it. Like, I would have loved to have seen Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, Zion Williamson this year, and Derrick Jones. Like, that would have been amazing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so I'm dunk contest, solid. Three-point contest, winner.
Great.
I thought it was better.
I think it's been better the last couple of years.
I thought it was better this year than the dunk contest, personally.
How y'all feel about them adding, like, the four-point shot?
Loved it. Loved it.
As long as it doesn't come to the actual game.
Yeah, there would be no four-point spots in the NBA.
I mean, at one point in time, people were like,
all they got to do is start experimenting in the G League, and next thing you know. Yeah,
put it in the G League, and then 3 years later, it's in the league.
People were probably saying that about the three-point line back in the day.
I mean, yeah, they call the three-point line a gimmick forever. So.
I don't think it's necessary. Oh, okay, yeah, I see where we're going. but, yeah, I thought it was cool. I like the ability to kind of showcase the range. So,
Trae Young didn't look good at all.
I didn't expect him to.
You could tell he definitely used to pulling up off the dribble.
Right. He had the ball in his hands for the entire shot clock and shooting, not catching and shoot. One day he'll have a teammate that could pass him the ball.
People don't really don't understand how hard the 3-point contest is. If you've ever actually been in one where you got to pick the ball up off the rack, it is such an unnatural motion for a basketball
player. You have to practice that.
You have to. Like, I did it a couple times when I was in high school. Like I said, I went to tournaments and stuff and I competed. And it was like such a different motion. It's just like your body really doesn't know how to react. Because
normally you catch it and you're going straight into it, but now you're like,
I definitely applaud those guys who like go out there and just like Devin Booker, Buddy Hield was just ripping it, and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, shout out to Devin Booker with the late game the late call in after Dame.
I had called it as soon as I saw Dame got hurt. I was like, Dame actually said like, I hope somebody like Devin Booker gets in.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Dame was vouching for Dev to get in.
He's like, a real one. He's a real
definitely
one.
Definitely stamping him. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dame knows how it feels to be snubbed.
Facts. Big facts. Shout out to D-Book. He put on the show. Buddy Hill, of course, was the winner.
Came down to the last shot.
We got a segue in the homeboy.
You got to find a way. And right now, we're going to get into a little deeper topic. Buddy Hill has some, I guess, unsettled energy towards the coaching staff. Luke Walton. Because he's not really happy with his role. He believes he should be starting. Can't blame him. He's getting paid like a starter. I don't think he's underplaying or playing poorly. Luke Walton said there's really no punishment to it. He just believes he should come off the bench. And he said if it continues and the team continues to struggle in the path that they are, because right now the whole Sacramento organization is going to do some things. With the owner and everything, he might look to ask for a trade this offseason. What do y'all say to that?
I mean, it makes sense. I think he's talented. I think he just wants more playing time. He wants to be a starter.
He's playing more minutes than he did last year.
Yeah, but he wants to play more.
He's playing more minutes than he did last year.
Yes. He's playing 34 minutes this year. He played 31 last year.
And some guys just want that title of being a starter.
So, like, is this problem the minutes or the problem that he feels entitled to start?
It could be a combination.
I think he should.
I think it's more than entitlement, though.
The Kings, he deserves to be a starter, at least on that team.
Keep in mind, him and Bogdanović have both played way better in their new roles.
I think it's more so he's just beefing with Luke. And I think anything Luke could do is going to upset him. I think he wants to be out of Sacramento. They were already beefing around the time for him to get paid.
He had to jump through a loop just to get his bread.
He had to jump through a loop to not get as much bread as Jaylen Brown.
I mean, I'd say Jaylen Brown's probably the better player. But
mind you, we didn't expect this Jaylen Brown to be here this year.
I mean, I've always thought Jaylen was probably had more potential. Better player. Like, he's a better defender. I think he's probably a better pure scorer. Like, Buddy's a shooter. Like, and he's a phenomenal one at that. Like, can't take that away from him. But the rest of his game does leave Jaylen lacking.
Jaylen definitely has a way higher ceiling.
So, I don't know. I get where Buddy's coming from. Nobody likes to be benched, especially after you got your bread. Yeah. Like, you feel like you deserve to start. On the same token, it's like, not everybody has to start. Like, why can't you come off the bench and still average 20? Like, to me, it's never mattered about whether I'm starting or not. Maybe I just have a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Are you contributing to winning? Like, if you do your job, Jamal Crawford, however you want to put it, Lou Will, like, if you're going to be that guy, come off the bench and get 25 every night.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
Wonder where they could send him to.
I don't know. I think it's too soon to, it's too soon to think about, since a lot is going to have to change going into free agency and all that kind of stuff.
Hey.
But, yeah, so I'm not necessarily sure. But I do know what Leek said. The issue with Luke Walton has been an issue for quite some time. I think even before the season started a little bit, but it kind of hit its peak definitely at that. I think that overtime loss when he didn't play in the whole fourth and overtime.
Yeah, he came out the starting lineup from there. And
yeah,
then.
So they haven't been right. They have been on the same page since then.
True.
But what's new in the Kings organization, that entire organization is not on the same page.
Very true.
Like I mentioned, the owner, I want to say Vivek Radnanovic, if I'm getting it wrong, please forgive me. But he's having issues with the entire organization. Apparently, last week, he, in a group text with all the execs, went off.
Who did? On
the owner for the Kings.
Oh.
He went off on Vlade. He went off on Peja. He went off on everybody. Pretty much saying, y'all need to get it together. And this is nothing new for the Sacramento Kings. But I believe there should be some patience involved, personally.
I feel like this
patience?
Year...
It gotta be, bro.
The playoffs?
It gotta be when you got a young squad.
Like, so if you...
Like, 0-4?
But if you walked into the season, like, we all, like I said, a lot of us had the Kings, like, fringe playoff contenders.
Derailed it all the way.
So that's my point. Like, at some point, it has to be a little bit of patience. Like, if you walk into the season, I told you, yo, De'Aaron Fox is gonna miss your first 20 games. Yep. Marvin Bagley is gonna not be... He's gonna be in and out of the lineup all season.
Facts.
Like, if I told you these things, you'd probably be like, yeah, we're not making the playoffs. Like, we're already a young team to begin with.
I think they're just tired of not being competitive for an 8.
All I know is, man, there has to be some type of context. And I don't, exactly. I think that
to constantly being a lottery team.
This is your first year coach. You have a young squad. And then your young stars get hurt.
You know
what do you want for me?
You said that exact thing about Sacramento.
True.
That exact
True.
Thing.
Not
every
really.
Young team with a young coach.
Every
and
year
a young
since like 2005.
I mean, okay, what did Dave Yeager look like his first season?
His first season?
Dave Yeager with the Sacramento Kings. What was his first
2017?
Season? 2017? Yeah.
I believe. No, 2016.
It was 16-17, not 15-16.
Yeah, 16-17.
Yeah.
And he had DeMarcus Cousins. And let's be honest, this was a bad roster. Like, they haven't had, like, this whole idea of them being a young team thing, like, it's really not true. You had DeMarcus Cousins. He was, like, the only legitimate player on that team for a minute. You had Rudy Gay, who has never really contributed to a winning culture. And, like, who else? Darren Collison, a young Buddy Hield, 18 years old, or 20 years old, I'm sorry. I mean, this team has never really been that good until the last couple of years.
Yeah, this is definitely the best
so,
team. They've always had bad teams.
So my point is, like, last year we saw them take a step forward. Finally, Dave Yeager was a coach. De'Aaron Fox took a step forward.
They got rid of him. That's where they went wrong.
And I agree. Like, I don't think he deserved to be fired for whatever reason. They went that way. I don't think Luke Walton should be faulted for any of this in all reality. Like, he's been put into a bad situation in a bad organization with a bad owner, bad GM, and a team that's been rattled by injuries. I can't tell if it's his coaching or anything else at this point. Okay. Like, I feel like if you put a lot of coaches in this situation, they would struggle as well.
True. I'll give him. I can say that. But all I know is he ain't happy.
No.
Mr. Vivek ain't happy. And somebody's going to get the scissors.
Should be Vlade. Why is Vlade a GM?
I don't know. I don't,
this man passed on Luka Doncic.
He's Vlade. That's
yeah,
why.
Right off of beef. Like just
with his dad. Like
beef. Like, come on, man.
And I'm sorry. You passed on Luka and Trey. Like, I know you already had De'Aaron, so I get passing on Trey. But, like,
you
passed
flip
on
one.
Luka. Huh?
You can always flip one.
Hey, man.
Speaking of flip, teams like the Kings that are so bad, why continuously give them high lottery picks every year? Flip the lotto.
The lotto.
So they never, so
they
never get good.
Anymore.
This
they,
man did a callback to which episode?
How many?
That's
they
like
22?
Episode. Nah, 20? That's before 20? 22. That's like 17.
Flip the lotto.
So that way they're never good, ever.
Hey, you know why? You know why you flipped the lotto? Because
tell me.
You want to know something? a team like New Orleans that might not make the playoffs, but they're going to be fighting. They have a chance to get another number one pick. How deadly is that?
I mean,
but we're going to give it to like the Kings, though, right? We're going to give them another top three pick, right? Right? Because they're just going to use, they're going to make the most of that pick.
Well, currently,
Anthony Edwards is just going to develop so well in Sacramento. Why not put him next to Zion?
How do you know he won't? You put him next to De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley. I think that'd be very fun to watch.
Yeah, but then Luke Walton messed it up. Somebody in Sacramento is going to mess that up.
It's going to be Vlade.
There's a filtering system to the product that gets put on the floor in Sacramento. It's going to go wrong somewhere in between.
It might go wrong before the pick. Vlade don't even
draft. Yeah, Vlade can just not draft.
He doesn't even go for LaMelo. He doesn't go for James. He just picks him random.
Yeah.
He just takes a chance.
So, I mean.
That's how you end up with Anthony Bennett as the number one pick.
Somebody in Sacramento drafted Jimmer over Clay.
Hey.
Who did that?
Somebody in Sacramento was like, yep.
I gotta go back.
Yep, there it is.
Find that guy.
I'm pretty sure.
If that's Vlade, then yes, he should be fired.
What draft was that?
That was 11, I think.
I was about to say 12.
I was about to say 2012.
I'm looking it up.
Somebody 11. Said Jimmer.
Somebody find that, bro.
Yep.
That was Vlade?
Well, Jimmer was technically drafted by Milwaukee. Sacramento drafted Bismack Biyombo.
Over Clay.
Oh, over Kimba and Clay. And Kawhi Leonard. But the Kawhi Leonard one is a little bit more understandable.
Okay,
nobody thought he'd be.
I'm not even going to hold it over their head.
Who else got drafted out there?
Clay.
So,
One
I fought you for is Kimba. The one I fought you for is Kimba. Nobody thought Clay would be what he is now. Let's keep it a sack.
That's true.
We knew the Jimmer for debt was just like.
Not everybody knew that. Some people were like, yo, Jimmer might be a bucket. He might not. It was a fool's gold opportunity. People went with it.
It was.
Now.
Would you have went with it?
My man was.
Would you have went with it?
Parking lot all season.
I wouldn't have drafted Jimmer. I'd have drafted somebody else. I can't say for sure it would have been Clay, but I would have drafted somebody else.
I mean, they still pass on who?
Yeah,
Kimba?
Like Kimba.
Kimba's
the one.
Would have been my guy.
Kimba's the one.
Kimba was no brainer.
But Kimba went before Jimmer.
Oh, okay.
Kimba went one pick before Jimmer.
Oh, okay.
We can pull up.
Yeah, the Morris twins in that draft.
They can pull up a multitude.
Tobias Harris. Jimmy
picks.
Butler went last in that first round. Wow.
It's crazy.
A lot of those picks were better later.
I mean,
maybe
like
someone went to like organizations that actually develop young talent.
Yeah. The Kings don't need it, bro. They don't need another high pick.
I mean, like, I think they have plenty of talent on their roster. I think they just had a bad start to the year. Guys came in hurt. New coach who was already kind of in a bad spot because they got rid of a coach they already liked.
Yeah.
I think it's just a bad situation. This organization has shown they don't know how to stick to a course, and that's been their biggest issue.
Yeah.
They can't stick to a plan.
All I heard was the Kings are a bad organization.
Yeah, that's all I
heard. I mean, I agree with that.
All right.
But you can't take away their draft picks and because of it.
No, I'm not saying you take it away. You just give them still lottery, just lower. Like,
you're not going
so at that point,
second
you're
now. You're going 12.
But you just said they had a good team, got off to some bad injuries. Okay, if that's the case. You still get a lottery. It's going to be lower. Come back with the roster.
But
you have
New Orleans has a fabulous roster. But you want to give them a number one pick, like
because they're competing, bro. That's what
I mean,
what I'm trying to reward.
They technically still wouldn't get that top.
Yeah, it'll go to the Warriors.
If you flip the lottery,
they still wouldn't get that top pick.
Huh?
They're in the middle of the pack.
Who?
New Orleans be right there.
Yeah, not saying
they're
11.
If they're talking about,
they'll have a top. They'll have like a top four pick. A top three, top four.
Four,
it'll be top
three
four.
Pick?
Yeah,
like
that's the whole point.
If you flip the lottery,
it'd
be like them, Washington, Portland, and like Chicago and Detroit all fighting for that pick. They all be essentially top five territory. If you flip the lotto, technically, because right now you're 9 seeds of Washington, Portland, then it's San Antonio, Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right. They're right there in the mix for it. They have a shot at a number one draft pick. But mind you, you're rewarding a young team, not knowing where they were going, but like in the meantime, we're gonna play hard.
Nah.
Yeah.
Play hard. Nah.
So Sacramento's not playing hard. Like I don't know.
I think it's the idea more so of the teams like the Cavs. You know what I mean? Remember that they had like three number ones in like 4 years or something
like
that.
But here's the number one draft pick. Like, hey, congrats on going to the league.
Cleveland doesn't get those picks, they never get a championship. Like that's essentially what you're arguing for right now. You're taking a championship away from Cleveland. You're saying, I mean, bro, if you don't get these picks, you're
not getting them. Y'all don't like Cleveland already.
I mean, just because I don't like Cleveland doesn't mean I don't want it to be fair. I want to bash on them fairly. I want them to have all the opportunities to be good and still fail. That makes me feel good.
So you want them to do everything they can possibly do.
To try and still.
But they don't try. That's the problem.
They do try. They are trying. You want a title. You tried.
LeBron won a title.
But you only got LeBron because you got number one picks. You got Kyrie. You got Andrew Wiggins, who you flipped for Kevin Love. Like, all that came off the idea. I'm sorry. LeBron James was not going back to Cleveland if they didn't get those number one picks.
You know how you get number one picks, right? In the flip the lotto system, you compete. You try as hard as you can. Maybe you get a little closer to the playoffs.
If y'all want to hear about flip the lotto, flip
go to episode 16.
Episode 16.
Flip
we're not
the
doing
lotto,
this.
Man.
We're not
I'm going to always yell it. I'm going to always yell it. Flip the lotto.
Go ahead and sing Chaka Khan. Okay.
You good?
This is a long intro.
It's always a long intro for the All-Star game.
But let's move on. Hall of Fame finalists. Hall of Fame finalists. Of course, our headliners, Reed, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Tamika Catchings,
Bucket,
Kim Mulkey, Eddie Sutton, excuse me, Barbara Stevens, and Rudy Tomjanovich.
Rudy!
So, shout out to all of our Hall of Fame finalists, but of course, we cannot go past the four that were named to start. Kobe, Tamika Catchings, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Those are childhood players. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, that's us.
That might be the greatest Final Four.
I think about that when you think about basketball of our years.
Yeah,
like that is our generation, right?
Like,
there.
Tim Duncan. I'm sorry, he's
greatest
the best
power forward ever.
Anybody who wants to argue this, they're not going to win this. Like, Tim Duncan is easily the best power forward of all time.
I say KG is the most talented, but yeah,
Tim
Duncan is the best.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I don't. Who argue against that?
He hasn't had a season worse than 50 wins.
That's true.
Like,
I'm not arguing his talent as like being potentially the top power forward. I'm saying I've considered him more of a center than a power forward.
Oh.
Who?
Tim Duncan.
Why?
Because he spent most of his career at center than power forward. Only time he was at power forward was with David Robinson.
He
had that stint with Nesterovich.
They were playing with him. They were playing him
Tiago.
With Roberto.
Yep.
They were playing with Tiago. They were
when
playing
it mattered,
with
he was at center.
Nazi Muhammad. Pop always had another big next to him. The only time you could call him the five is if like Robert Ory was on the floor.
Like when it mattered, Tim Duncan was a center, not a power forward.
In play.
Let's not be picky.
Yeah, that's just a way where he doesn't
I'm not
have
knocking
to
his talent. Like
I
said, if you want to classify him as a power forward, then yeah, he's the best.
If I'm putting him in
a
center class,
he's top three.
That's what I'm saying. I still
like,
think he's top three.
Once again, I'm not arguing his talent. I'm not arguing his impact. Like, he's easily one of the top 20 players of all time. Easily. And where you want to put him, that's a real big debate. But he's one of the greatest players of all time, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think he's a top five big of all time. Definitely the best power forward of all time. And he just doesn't get enough love because he's such a quiet dude.
So just going off basketball reference, his last 7 years of his career, he spent almost 100% of his time as a center.
Put the stats away.
How many years? 7 years, right?
The last seven. Then last everything
seven,
before that, it was all.
How many years did he play in the league?
I ain't played 20.
20.
So but more than way more than half.
So
way
before,
than half
but my
he
point
was before
forward.
That he
it was a split. Yeah, like it's 60-30,
50-40. And all I'm saying,
like, when did Tim start to somewhat take the decline?
I would say probably around.
Those last three.
Around
16.
I would say nah. Like when you really started to notice
they made the finals in 12 and 13. So I'd say definitely after. And then they won in 14.
I mean, when you start talking about like noticing his game taking a step back, I would say probably around 2010, 2011. Like that's when he stopped being a 20 point scorer.
Last 6 years, man.
Was he taking a step back or was Tony Parker
guys
taking
were
a step
definitely
up.
Stepping
like,
up.
It's almost that Kareem Magic thing. Like, Kareem is still great, but you notice, like, he can't do it every night. So you say, Magic, you're the guy now.
But
Kareem
not,
will still get us this.
I don't know if I can put it to that same thing at that time span. Because I honestly believe Tony Parker was just going at that point.
I mean, Tony, man, like, yeah, they put a really good team around him. Like I said, I think it let him age very gracefully. Like, it's always that question of, like I said, with an aging superstar, you want to figure out how to maximize his last couple great years, but you can't put too much on him because they may not be able to handle it. Like, yeah. Tim Duncan probably couldn't be the undisputed number one option at age 33, 34, 35, 36. Like, physically, mentally, it probably would have wore him down. So, like I said, that's why I say you start noticing the decline maybe just a little bit when you physically can't do it as like you used to at 20, 22, so on and so forth. That's my only thing. Was he still great? Yeah, absolutely. And he was still probably one of the best defensive big men in the league.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's a power forward. I don't need you telling me.
Yeah, he's a power
forward. I don't need you looking nothing up.
Yeah. Put the stats away.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
They can lie too.
I don't care if they lie. They just don't matter as much. They just don't.
So, yeah, shout out to Tim Duncan, another guy who does not get the praise he deserves.
Because he was boring.
Because he was boring, man.
I think we all love him and we respect him as a hooper. I don't think he gets disrespected. His name just isn't shouted loudly because that wasn't his personality.
I think he came in at a time where there were just guys that were just cooler than him.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan, you're cool to me, but you're just not a cool dude to the masses. Like, I can understand, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would want to hang out with Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also that, like, he never really had a season where he was like, he put up like astronomical numbers. Like, he was just a steady, consistent 20 and 10. He never had a season where he was like 30 and 15, like Shaq or KG had.
Right.
Like, he never had that type of season. It was just an always consistent production. You knew what you were getting night in, night out. And you got to respect anybody that does that.
Facts. Like we mentioned before, Kevin Garnett also inducted this year. Not finals MVP. One-time MVP, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Champion with the Boston Celtics, of course.
They'll never let you forget it.
No, they won't. No, they won't. But if anybody's going to say, don't forget it, I would rather be Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
There's not another person on that team.
Okay, Paul Pierce.
Ray Gisla.
Paul,
I take that
Paul?
Back.
He was the original Celtics.
Well, you have a bias against Paul Pierce.
Actually,
so
he has the finals
Paul
MVP.
Pierce, bro.
Really? I actually hate Paul Pierce.
Greg has a legitimate bias.
I do
bias
not like
Paul
him.
He has a finals MVP.
So? Don't mean you're good.
Don't mean you're a good player. What?
I was about to say.
What?
My bias is there.
Whoa.
My bias is
like, you can't get in the club. Hey, what do you got? Finals MVP?
You're Paul Pierce, bro. No.
I
don't like him. I don't like him. Not
that's
a fan
tough, Greg.
I'm a fan of everybody else.
Dang, that's tough.
Like, everyone knows.
That's tough, man.
James
finals
Posey,
MVP means nothing to you.
Cool dude.
Went toe-to-toe with Kobe.
Rajon Rondo.
LeBron.
Love him. I ain't gonna say he went toe to toe.
He went toe to toe.
Nah, he went toe to toe with Bron and Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, he went toe to toe.
He was.
And they killed the Pistons.
He was in the game.
Who was killing a lot
you
of people.
You just said he was
in
just
the
in the game, Greg. Did you just say that? Come on, cuz.
Finals MVP.
He
was just out there walking
the
around.
He's just in the, come on, Greg.
I'm sorry. I just don't like
Greg,
him.
Greg, you're about to. You're, we're all about like to team up on you like we team on league. Like, come
I
on,
I just don't like him. I don't like him. I'm not a fan of his. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he talks. I don't.
Seen that video on Twitter? He's like, his style,
whack. Hair, whack.
Way he dress, whack.
The way he doesn't smile in his pictures, whack.
The way he stands in the triple threat, whack.
Man, I can't, bro.
His style of play is whack, bro. I'm done.
He's a sloppier version of Kawhi.
Kevin Garnett, man. Shout out to Kevin Garnett.
Wait, who?
Said Paul Pierce is just a sloppier version of Kawhi.
No.
Yeah, he can, go watch Paul Pierce film. Like, their moves are very similar.
You done offended him now.
I know.
Different bags. Different.
Not yeah, really. Hate on Paul Pierce. Come
not
on, do
really.
It.
Not really.
Oh, no. Like, I hate Paul Pierce.
Like, Paul
but
Pierce
that's
was
I'm
a mid-range. Paul Pierce was a mid-range
another reason.
Master. Like, he just looked sloppy because his body wasn't cut.
Oh, man. Yeah, Kevin Garnett, man. Shout out Kevin Garnett. Shout out Kevin. Tamika Catchings, one of the greatest WNBA players.
Of course.
To lace them up.
She could train my kids.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Boys and girls, bro. I think her style of play, very, very smooth. True killer on the court. I got nothing bad to say about her and her career. So shout out to her as well. And then, of course, the early induction of Kobe Bryant.
I don't think it's early.
I think he was on time.
He was on
this,
time.
This was his class.
This was his class?
This yeah. was. He was getting was, inducted yeah. this year. Oh, everybody knew it. Was early. No, this was it. Early. Nah. Everybody knew this was it.
Oh, that hits harder.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody was like, really. That's when, like I said, I talked about on the Kobe podcast. I'm like, yo, like, the biggest thing that upset me was, like, he wasn't going to see his Hall of Fame induction. He was, like, right close to it.
Dang. I thought we was a year early. So, man. Oh, man. But, of course, can't forget about Mamba, of course. Everything he meant to the game, everything he meant to Hoopers today. Of course, if you're watching the All-Star game, or if you watch the All-Star game, because you'll see this after, the teams are recognizing both Kobe and Gianna, rocking the 24 and the 2. Mm-hmm. So much respect to them.
And they renamed the All-Star MVP trophy.
Mm-hmm. True fact.
So I can go with that.
So, yeah, and I think that's solid, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's tied for the most All-Star MVP, so it makes sense.
I can go with that. If we're not changing the logo or doing anything, I was like, I can go with this.
Who's getting the Kobe Bryant MVP award?
The first
tonight?
One?
I don't care.
The first
It's going to be Bron or Giannis.
I don't care.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Dunk man, who you say?
Russell Joel? Westbrook.
You just pointed out a lot of people, Keith.
Yeah. You're just pointing.
I was waiting for you to. Yeah. Who do you think is getting the MVP trophy tonight, Keith?
That's like, if Dame was playing, my money be on him. But he's not. So.
Yeah. Dame got hurt.
Yeah, if Dame was playing, my money would have been on him. But other than that, I don't really care.
I'm gonna go with AD. I'm gonna go with AD. It's his hometown.
Kawhi.
Is he doing that?
Kawhi hits a triple, and we all just switch.
LeBron with the assist, though. On our way to a
triple double. They're gonna play a little harder, but this isn't the live stream pod, though.
They got Pascal running point out here.
I can see us getting absorbed.
Yeah. Big time. So, shout out to all of the Hall of Fame inductees. All the finalists, y'all meant so much to the game, of course. We kind of talked about it a little bit, but like we mentioned, all these guys pretty much played throughout our entire childhood. I think KG was drafted in 97?
96, 97? 97? 97.
I think
97. 95. I will say it was a year before Kobe.
95, yep. And then Kobe, of course. 96.
Greatest draft class.
Tim Duncan was drafted right in
98? 99? Nah, because they won a chip.
97.
So, like, huge.
Wow, the mid-90s brought a lot of great.
They gave us a lot.
KG and Tim battled.
They gave us
some battles.
I said KG is probably the most talented power forward ever. Yeah. Tim Duncan is the best.
Yeah.
But KG could do it all on the court, man.
I just need Joel to get like KG spirit.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I know, right?
Good luck with that
If he had, that's what he's missing.
He just needs the durability. I don't even care about anything else.
You're right.
So, shout out to them, of course. Next topic. Let me find it. Oh, yeah. Golden State Warriors. I was probably, and this is probably a quick one. We get in on this and get out. But I was probably the one that had the most reservations about the D'Angelo Russell trade that sent him to Minnesota and sent, of course, Andrew Wiggins to Golden State. However, from sources, anonymous ones, of course, because they don't want to put their name on it, they saying they're having more fun with Andrew Wiggins being there as opposed to D'Angelo Russell. And that raised some eyebrows to me.
When has Wiggs ever been known as the fun guy?
I don't know.
He doesn't stay after practice and get in the way of Steph and Clay shooting. That's what it is.
Hey, Wiggs been balling in Golden State so far. I can't even front. His activity level has been way higher. Like, his defense has been way better.
Once again,
I think Minnesota just takes the life out of people.
I think they're raising some questions about what D'Angelo Russell was doing in Golden State, though.
But what do you think he was doing?
As somebody who's been a very big fan of D'Lo.
That's my guy.
Like, I love D'Lo's game. I could see, like, D'Lo's a guy who does like, one, the spotlight. Two, he likes being a star. He likes the time, he likes what comes with it. So I could definitely see how people, especially veterans in Golden State, Steve Kerr, they were kind of like, hey, man, we need you to step up and be a leader here. We need you to fit into our system here. And D'Lo kind of just, I think he was trying, but at the end of the day, he's still 24 years old. Like, no Steph around, no Clay. You realize you're in a losing season.
Yeah.
I think D'Lo was kind of just living his life. You're in San Francisco. You're doing you. And I think the Warriors kind of were just like, all right, man, this isn't going to work long term. And then, like I said, as a basketball fit, I mean, you can see how that wouldn't last long term either. So,
did Bron just try to throw a lob to Luka?
He did. I don't think he realized it was Luka. Honestly, don't.
Wow. But I just still wish Golden State would have waited. I think they could have got more than Wiggs. And we'll see. Have to see how this unfolds. This is, I don't think people understand, for the Warriors dynasty, for it to still continue, it is kind of riding on Wiggs' play. And if they bring in another big, because Steph and Clay, they are going to be what they are.
Yeah.
But they're trying to go back to that 2015 formula. Those guys are going to produce at the level we know they are. But what made 2015 so great was the supporting cast. Sean Livingston, Iggy got the MVP. This is what? Didn't they have Barbosa on that team?
Yeah, Barbosa, Maurice Spates.
Most Bay.
Like, a lot of guys.
I think David was there. He came when KD got there.
Yeah,
but
you talking about that original team?
That first team that won. Was Varejao on that team?
No.
No.
That team, so originally, that bench mob.
Bogut was on that team.
It was Bogut, Azili, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, Leonardo Barbosa. That was like your core and Maurice Space. That was
like
your
like
core around them.
The bench was able to fill in so well. And like, if they're trying to be banked on that, that means Harrison has to be, Andrew has to be able to provide at a level like higher than Harrison did.
Right. I mean,
and if he doesn't,
but
this
isn't
going to work.
He is. He's okay. Better than Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
I told you, he's going to fall into, I'm better than Harrison Barnes. I'm not as good as KD.
He's going to go from,
literally Andrew Wiggins if I had to describe him.
He has the talent to do it. I want to see him step up in that position, because he's going to go from, we're probably not going to make the playoffs this year, to, dude, we're trying to go to the finals.
Yeah.
That is a big job change.
Right. And I'm definitely going to pay attention to the story, because once again, like, I am definitely curious about the nature of what was taking place in Golden State when D'Lo was there and how that could have flipped since Andrew's been there. And so what is Andrew Wiggins doing that's so I mean, on the court and off the court. Of course, we're seeing that activity level being higher. Of course, we're seeing him being a little more, playing a little more conviction than he has.
I mean, like I said, right now he's averaging almost 3 steals and 2 blocks, like, which is unheard of for Andrew Wiggins. It was something I've blasted him for on a number of occasions, because with that type of athleticism, that type of length, there's no way you should be getting less than a steal a game.
So
I think the biggest thing, especially on the court, whoa, that was a deep three, Joel. I think the biggest thing for him on the court has simply been, unlike D'Lo, who very much is a pick-and-roll type ball handler, who wants the ball in his hands, who makes plays, like I said, at the top of the key, everybody kind of watching him.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins is, that's not his game. He's going to move without the ball. He's going to come off screens. He's going to come off pin downs. He's going to get backdoor cuts. And like I said, I've always been a big proponent of player movement over ball dominance. So, yeah, I think some players probably look at Andrew Wiggins like, D'Lo's averaging 23, Wiggins is averaging 23. But I'm not standing and watching Wiggins. Wiggins is just getting his where he can.
Right.
What you're describing right now is just, I think the Warriors probably enjoy Wiggs more because they know going into the future, he immediately fits better.
Exactly.
That's pretty much it. Cause the whole thing about D'Lo being there, I think, y'all know I'm super high on D'Lo. But in terms of the Warriors' fit, like, it would make sense to go get another athletic wing that can create his own shot. And I can play without the ball. So he fits next to Steph and next to Clay.
Yeah. So real quick, y'all don't, and I guess this is the kind of closing question, y'all don't think there was any more personal issues that took place?
Nah. I don't think so.
I don't. No. Yeah, I would hope he's not
a
bad guy or nothing.
Yeah,
I don't think he is either. But at the same time, people always love to bring up the history, and they want to kind of tag that along to what happened in L.A. Of course, we're well past.
He was 19.
He was 19. I'm sorry. Yes, I blame D'Lo for what happened. It was a stupid thing to do. On the same token, I blame Nick Young almost just as much. You're bragging about your personal life at 30 years old to a 19-year-old.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I blame you just as much as the 19-year-old.
Swag on swag.
But but I do think there is a little bit of a personality difference there. Like, D'Lo is very much, what's the word I'm looking for?
Animated.
He's an animated, big personality. You put him in a locker room with Draymond, Steph, Clay. Like, Wiggs, like I said, we've all said, for good or bad, like, He doesn't really cause no waves, doesn't really talk a lot.
If he's not playing hard next year, Draymond will snap on him.
But that's the thing. Like, with Wig, Draymond can snap on Wig, and Wig's not really going to fight back.
Yeah, like, D'Lo would shut down, though. Like, let's not forget Jimmy did spaz, because I'm sure Jimmy tried to snap on them a couple times to see if they would, like, you know, pick it up.
And they folded.
And I think the difference is, in this situation, the supporting culture around this exactly. situation. So, Jimmy is the oddball in
He came into Minnesota. Yeah, exactly. While they were already there, and then he tried to enforce his culture on them. Which they probably should have adopted,
in,
but whatever.
In turn,
facts.
If what you're seeing happens, Andrew Wiggins will be the oddball in a very, very healthy, competitive culture.
But I don't think it will happen that way because, one, Draymond cannot talk to anybody any kind of way anymore. Like, after KD comes out and says, like, part of the reason I rocked was because of that.
I don't think he gets that green light
to just talk to anybody any kind of way.
I mean,
anymore,
there's a difference between, like I said, the KD thing is like the extreme, like you went way too far and don't ever say, he should never say anything like that ever again. Nobody should.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
Draymond has always, Draymond was getting ready to fight Steve Kerr in the locker room one time.
And that's not okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's okay, but
and I think
Warriors
he's realizing a part of it, he has to take a step back. Like, yo, you didn't have your running mates this year. I don't care what you're about to say. You play like trash all year, Draymond. The whole KD situation, you snapping, blah, blah, blah. Your whole personality, you cost y'all a chip just because you couldn't keep your legs on the ground. Like, it's an issue there. It's a reason why he was up for a dumb super duper bag and he had to settle for like the regular max, like the $100 million, which get your money. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say like the regular max, like disown it. But I think he's starting to learn more so his place in it all.
No, I think if Draymond loses that, I think the Warriors take a definitive step back because he is that person for them. Like, nobody else on that team carries that type of fire, that type of passion.
But it's a way you carry it. I'm not saying, like, he's not going to speak up and speak his mind, but, like...
But that's who he is. Like, that's like asking Westbrook to not be ornery. Like, you are who you are. Your personality is your personality. So we're saying, yo, don't be yourself.
We're not saying don't be yourself. Don't be an extreme version of yourself.
But, like...
Like, you can still have a certain level of a strength. Like, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have the green light.
Like I said,
to just say whatever.
Outside of the KD situation, and like I said, you could put the Steve Kerr situation.
But it was building up before KD even got there. Like, we saw how it would come out on the court and blah, blah, blah. Like, now it's like, I haven't heard Draymond all year.
Well, what is there to talk about? Your team is tanking. Like,
but that's whack. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're saying, like, oh, he has to be him only when he's winning? Like, nah, because it's just like, bro, we've all been on the court with people.
Actually, if you go and look, he's had moments this year where he's snapped.
We've all been on the court with people,
and
they've been quiet the whole game, and as soon as they're about to win, they want to start barking or like, nah, like, if you're going to be you,
like,
be you from start to finish.
But I can pull up tape this year of Draymond snapping on people this year, talking trash to people in the
stands.
And I'm going
to sit here and I'm going to say I don't care, and I'm going to still say what I'm going to say.
So the future
like
point of, like, he's
not
talking this
it's
year.
It's a restraint. It's a dial back. I didn't say he had to change his whole personality and not say anything at all. I say he doesn't have the same green light.
I mean, what green light? Like I said, we all can agree the KD situation was, like, far beyond anybody in the league.
But even
all
his on-court antics have taken a step back.
Like, outside of the whole kicking thing, what other on-court antics
have
taken a step back?
That was the ring on the line, though.
That's a whole
thing. I mean, that's
fair. You're just shedding stuff away. Like, you can't do that.
But just like you said, D-Lo was 3 years. That was like 4 years ago, dude. Like, at some point, like, it hasn't happened since.
Yeah, D-Lo was 19. Draymond was like 26, 27 at
the
point. You're grown.
Like, it happened and it's over. Like, it was 4 years ago.
So, all right. So, every time I make a mistake, I'm doing like, yo, 4 year time's up. That's just the...
I mean, just going off what you said with D-Lo. Like, it's the same thing. Like, it happened 4 years ago, and he hasn't done it since.
It was two different scenarios. All right.
So, y'all, this ain't going nowhere. what I'm hearing is Draymond Green, if should keep the same energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a
different approach.
You're saying you would... Even if he's going to be himself, he should keep the same energy. Why is he not with that same energy right now, and this team is tanking?
That was the second point I was making. Yeah.
Okay. And you saying he needs to have a little more restraint.
That was first point. Yeah.
I mean, I think I see what you're saying. I think it's a semantic issue right here because he's saying, "Hey, don't be walking around calling people bees," essentially.
But everybody in the league does. like that's what players in the league do. Like people just don't like Draymond because they feel like he shouldn't have that authority because he's not a scorer. Like I don't care if you like Patrick Beverly does it all game too. Like what difference does it make?
Pat does it on every team he's ever been on, in every scenario he's ever been in.
Like, I can pull up film of Draymond doing it this year as well. Like, Draymond does it.
Pat can make a jump shot.
Oh, my. Pat can't guard four positions. He's not as good a passer as Draymond. Like, Like I said, if shooting is the only thing that ever matters in the NBA, right, then God forbid, yes, Pat Beverly is better than Draymond.
I think that's just more of an unwritten Hooper type thing, why people treat Draymond that way.
Yeah, because everybody values scoring than everything else in the game.
I think he's just a dislikable person.
Yeah.
I say the same thing about Pat Bev.
That's true. I don't like Pat Bev.
Pat Bev knows he's a role player, though.
Draymond knows he's a role player.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I know.
Yes, he does.
If he did, he wouldn't talk to KD like that.
Huh? What do you mean? Did he say anything technically false?
He said we won.
We won without you, and we'll win. And he said we'll win again without you.
But
that's what he said.
He didn't lose and then call.
Yeah,
when,
but I mean, when did you?
But did they win without him?
When
did they win without him? Is that not a factual statement?
Did
they win without
him? Call me. When did you call me? When did you call me though, bro? When did you call me? When
y'all
lost.
Okay, but did they win without him or did they not?
I don't hear anything.
Like, is that not a factual statement?
That's why
they won without him.
That's why
Draymond.
But they won without him.
If I'm Kevin, I'm like, bro, you called me crying.
Yeah, that's fair. Once again, I'm saying both can be right. Both can be right. Draymond said a factual statement. We won without you. Fact. KD can be like, you called me after y'all lost. Fact. Both are right. There can be arguments where both people are right. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, if your mouth causes you and your team to lose the best player in the world, there's certain things you need to change about yourself.
Like, once again, I think KD was already planning his exit, so I don't think that caused him. I think that was like the ceiling factor, but I think KD was already like plotting his escape. So, and I think that's the real reason Draymond went off on him. Like, in all honesty, I think that's why Draymond took it to that level. He looked at KD like, yo, dude, we've given you anything and everything you could possibly ask for, and you're still about to walk out on us. Lump you. Was it right? No, I wouldn't do it, but it is what it is.
All right, last thing, we getting out of here, man. Boston Celtics versus the Los Angeles
Lakers.
That's
a great game.
Very good game.
Double
very
OT.
Good game. Double OT. Everyone showed up, maybe.
Nah, not everybody.
Paul George did suffer an injury, a little scare.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm still not certain how severe it is.
It doesn't sound severe. It sounds like something that had been going in the week. I watched the Philly game as well. He looked a step slow.
Yeah.
So it was just something, because he played the whole first half, but Doc, I think, had told one of the reporters basically, like, the hammy is not allowing him to be 100, so it's like, bro, you're a worser. That's not even a word. You're a worse version of yourself with this injury than you are. So you might as well not be on the floor.
I guess one of the things that I kind of wanted to bring up, I think it was a week ago, or maybe two, we were talking about Jaylen Brown and how he possibly is better than Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
That
didn't sound so good today.
That comment didn't age well. Guys, I think we're in a situation where we're looking at two players that could very well have the same ceiling, and they might be each other's downfall. Like, they might be holding each other back.
The thing is, and I hate that about the league.
Hold on. Why can't they be Kawhi and Paul George?
I was about to say, why can't they do it together?
They
help each other so
much.
But
here's the difference with that. Kawhi did it in San Antonio and became the star in San Antonio. PG became a star
in collaborate. Indiana.
And then they came together.
I think the
in these developmental stages.
The reference I always make is James wouldn't have been James if he stayed in OKC. Like, a lot of people, the way history is going to look back at it, is going to be like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't OKC win a chip? And it's
right.
Like, because KD was KD. Well, he wasn't KD, but he was still KD, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Russ wasn't Russ. James wasn't James. Oh, so that finals could have been a whole lot different.
Yeah, they choked.
But
they were young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They weren't the same players they are. So with Jason and Jaylen, the way I look at it is, they might just be holding each other back just because they need... And I hate to say, like, go get your own mob to explore your bag, but, like, that's some. A lot of times the way to these guys get better is when you're the number one option.
When you get the keys.
I think
it'll be interesting what Boston does with Gordon Hayward this summer.
That's really hard to move.
I don't think so.
He's on a max.
He's producing. He's playing well. Like I said, an expiring max contract.
This is like, he had like, what, 2 more years left?
He got like,
he's a player option, though.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting what they do, because I feel like you can move him maybe for an interior piece that you need. You still got Marcus Smart, who's playing the best potentially offensive basketball I've ever seen him play in his career.
He got paid him. No, yeah. Shout out Marcus.
Yeah. But I think by moving Gordon, that puts a well statement on who our big three is. And I think that's a, at the same time, another big stage, a big enough stage for Jalen and Jason, because I think they would be great together.
And once again, I never want to see guys split up.
Like, and that's the perfect,
I personally don't want
to
see
those are the
Philly
perfect two to put
up
next to a small guard like Kemba, two big 6'7", 6'8" guys,
right?
That and can do all the scoring and defending need be.
First. Right, I'm a huge fan of both of them, but sometimes it's like we did it. We was like Jaylen Brown's better, and then Jason Tatum does this. I mean, dropped what 39, 9 rebounds, played clutch in the at the end of the game, like.
He was giving great anybody that guarded.
Yeah, he
him
was
exactly
scoring.
Just giving work.
Everybody and their mom got a bucket
yeah
from him.
Like balled out. So like in those moments, like yo, he's better than Jalen. But then Jalen will come back and
give,
do something else.
What you do is
so
you give
crazy.
You give. Well, first off, I still think you give Kemba the last shot. But if
they
it
did.
If it's between those it. Two, if it's between those two, you give Jason the last shot. But you need your names are the same. I'm tripping
Jason
over.
And Jaylen,
yeah, you need Jalen though throughout the game to defend because we know right. The effort that Jason's going to give on the defensive end. That's why Jalen is so important.
Right. I mean, like I said, I don't think their games. Like I said, I think their games could work. Like you realize Jason's the better. I've said from jump, Jason's probably the better scorer of the two. He has the
well,
bigger
hands
bag.
Down, hands down.
I think Jalen probably does more things on the court. I think he's a better defender.
He's a better defender, hands
like,
down.
I think he's.
He
like
plays
said,
a little harder.
He plays a little bit harder. I think playmaking is about even, I would say.
But he guards four positions.
Like, it's just, it's wild. I think it's wild seeing them both develop at the same rate.
I think
and
that's
then
the
they're, and they're definitely doing this flip thing.
And like I said, I think it could be something similar to a Kawhi, Paul George. Like I said, not to say
homegrown,
they'll be this good.
Though. Homegrown, though.
If they're
but
able to
Jordan
keep them together,
Pippen,
yeah.
Not to say they'll be that good. But
homegrown,
Pippen,
I get what you're saying.
Like, they could help each other grow. Like, if Jason, like, it's almost like, I just had somebody on the tip of my tongue. Like, having KD and Andre Iguodala at the same time. Granted, this is a bad example. But just saying, like, having Andre Iguodala saying, KD, you don't got to guard the best player. That's Jalen's job for Jason. Jason, all you got to do is worry about getting 30 fourths this night. Jalen, go get the best player, shut him down, and then maybe your night to get 25 will be tomorrow. Like, it's just, that's a good problem to have, if anything yeah. else. Like, yeah. I would rather have that scenario than trying to get rid of one of them.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just asking questions, boys. So again, it's another thing where I don't want to see them split. I don't
think Danny Ainge plans
I don't think
on
he does.
No, no, anyways.
No. Not at this point. Not after seeing what he's seeing from both. Oh.
Like even in like he didn't even give up Jason for AD. Like I think he's like sold on keeping him. Yeah.
This is not. It's the perfect. They have the perfect 1-2-3 with Kemba being a small guard. Like those two dudes are.
They just need a big. Perfect. They need a capable big. If they had somebody like Steven Adams, or if they were able to get Clint Capella when he was on the market.
Or how they got Andre Drummond when he was up on the market. I'm trying to think, who else could they go after?
I don't know.
I'm nobody at this point.
Would it be redundant if they went and got a K-Love in the summer?
Yeah.
It
would be. Yeah.
It doesn't solve their problem, which is they need a
like you get more talented, but...
Like I say,
definitely doesn't answer any questions.
At all. It doesn't solve any of their issues.
Okay, so Kawhi Leonard. A lot of people are saying he kind of came up small. Marcus Smart guarded him for around 30 minutes. I think he went 2-for-13 in that time span.
Jason Tatum did a good job on him, too.
Yeah. Of course, it didn't help with the effect of Paul George being down. He wasn't there in the late game. So we still haven't seen.
Jaylen Brown didn't play. Let's call it even.
Okay, so
yeah, no, they were both missing guys. Pat Bev, PG were out. Jaylen Brown, both teams missing guys.
So, I'm just asking this question because this is what we do. LeBron James plays like that late in the game. The media is about to crucify. Kawhi does this, and he's gonna get away scot free. Essentially,
yeah.
I wouldn't say scot free because people have been. You saw it. You replied to me on Twitter. Me replying to Shannon Sharpe. So no, people have not been
that's,
letting him go.
That's Shea
God free.
He's
not
LeBron
the only outlet.
Addict,
you know,
bro.
Fox. They talk about the same thing. So he done had 3-4 shows torch him already for it.
It's just Fox. Stop.
And I'm wasn't
like,
shame on ESPN.
Like the level that LeBron we criticize for
course,
is nowhere near the level.
But
Kawhi
LeBron.
Got
but okay,
but here's
LeBron
the, here's
has been
thing.
Doing this for years.
Doing
but
what?
Here's the thing. If LeBron is supposedly not the best player anymore, and that's Kawhi, he has to inherit all of it. And he's not right now. He's not inheriting the criticism that comes along with
because Kawhi's you know what the biggest thing is?
The world hasn't given Kawhi that thing. I'm saying it. I think Tamana's. I don't know if Tamana said it.
A lot of people say it.
A lot of people, but the Mavs has not truly given it to Kawhi yet. Therefore, I feel like
even
that's why
in
he
that conversation, even if in that conversation when it was LeBron and Kobe, they both were getting a lot of flack for when poor shot selection. Coming up short in clutch moments.
You know, the biggest
like,
thing
the one
is,
and
though,
twos were always being pitted against Kawhi. I mean, Giannis, we still always talk about if you wall him up, you wall him up. He ain't going to do nothing. Like,
yeah.
Like we hear that. When Kawhi doesn't show up, we don't hear. It's crickets it, out here.
I'm trying to tell y'all why. It's because Kawhi is like the poster boy for we're just here for the playoffs. So when he has a bad game, that's the sentiment behind it. We saw he just went on a
so
crazy
get out of jail free card.
It's and not I'm not even, saying well, I'm not saying I'm not blaming him personally, but I'm just saying like, and it's not like a necessarily get out of jail free card. So because some people give him flack, but it's just more so the masses and the public. We're waiting to see him have a bad playoff game.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it like. And the thing is, the whole concept of not showing up. He did not show up for one.
I mean,
he didn't hit shots. No, he did not hit shots.
He did not hit shots late. Of course, I'm not.
He
had 28. He
didn't show up.
Yeah, no, 28.
In the fourth quarter at overtime, that man
did
not show up.
Did you watch
the
game?
I watched every minute of it.
So did he not show up, or did he see that Lou had the hot hand and he let his man go?
Nah, he shot a couple shots. He airballed that one.
He missed. Like, I said he did hit shots.
He was 2 for 9.
Two for nine. So for the fact you're getting 9 shot attempts in the fourth, that means weren't shooting.
You just weren't hitting.
There's 9 shots in the fourth quarter is
not
shooting?
You're not hitting. You're not hitting shots. My bad.
So you didn't show up.
No, there's not hitting shots and there's not showing up. What LeBron James did in 2011 is not showing up. So you might not know what the difference is.
No, I've always criticized LeBron
and
for
not
that.
Hitting shots.
No, Kawhi didn't.
To me,
don't
LeBron
hit shots.
Like I said, I'm not
getting to a spot.
So here's where I think you're wrong. Okay, because showing up does not
do guys not
shooting,
hit shots.
Shooting 9 shots. Okay, so what did does James Harden do in the playoffs? Does he not show up, or is he?
He doesn't shoot. There's times where he doesn't shoot.
When KD
Kevin
went off the
sat
floor,
down and shot 3 times. That's,
so,
not,
that's
showing
not showing up.
But
when that's a choke to me.
But when that's not showing up.
But
though.
Now
we're just arguing about what vocabulary we're gonna use.
Yeah, I mean, I can consider that not
but
showing up.
What
joke.
LeBron
but
did is not showing up. When dudes just decide, I'm not even gonna try. That's not even attempting.
But,
Kawhi
okay.
attempted. He didn't make it. Like
it's about results, bro.
Bro, so
you,
he didn't
you're the main
hit,
one
I
about
that.
This. You're the main one about this.
He didn't
about,
hit.
If
like,
I've taken 9 shots and I made 2,
and he
didn't I
didn't hit.
Show up.
Like,
I didn't
like,
show up
didn't,
to do
I
my job.
Here's my point. Like I said, we're kind of arguing what it means to show up here, whatever.
That's
like,
what we're doing.
The reason I'm saying he didn't show up in this game is simply because, once again, missing shots is one thing. I've always said, like, sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes it doesn't. You're playing bad.
It's a make or miss lead.
It's a make or miss lead. Like, but I've always said, to me, choking, not showing up, is when you don't look like yourself. When he started airballing, when he started getting taken off the dribble easily, I'm like.
He definitely did, yeah.
You not you tonight, bro.
It wasn't, it wasn't his night. It wasn't. Mind you, like I said, on the offensive end, like, one reason he didn't get a chance to, like, maybe hit a big shot to redeem that was because Lou was cooking. So he did definitely down the stretch. He stood in the corner and let Lou get it. Because that is part of the luxury of the Clippers, though.
But that's kind of the point, like, going back to this whole thing. Like, if you're going to say he's the best player in the world and compare him to LeBron James. Like, LeBron James, if Danny Green had hit the game-winning shot for the Lakers, everybody would be like, why didn't LeBron shoot it? Why didn't he take the shot? Was he scared to do it? He didn't want to do it.
I think part of the media, also on the same token, some of the like criticism that Bron has gotten at times has been unfair.
Of course. We all agree
on
this.
It's so dumb and so over the top, being like critical one bad night. Oh my God. This, that. Because there are nights where dudes just miss shots. Like I said, there's a difference between not showing up, which is not even attempting, and then, dude, you just didn't hit. Because tomorrow, because those same shots he hit on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Right. And once again, I think it's unfair that they're not treating him as unfairly as they treat LeBron.
I think that's unfair that we treat these stars unfairly.
True.
I think that's a big
we agree
on that.
I'm
a big
proponent
of
we agree with
we
that.
We bash. There's so many nights where we're, there's so many mornings for bashing Bron about a night where he just didn't hit and why the Lakers, who the Lakers got to trade and this and that and this and that. And we're not giving love to some team like Miami. We're not giving love to another team that's actually deserving. We're not giving love to the fact that Toronto has won 15 games.
Because the storylines. The storylines are
so
whack. It's whack.
And that's one reason why maybe like people talk about NBA viewership and like people paying attention to the league. Like, we're not giving all of our stars. People want to talk about big, small markets. So, like, we're not even talking about everybody.
The media coverage of those
small markets. Of those other stars.
Right. And I agree 100% with that.
Denver, but I'm just talking about Denver is the actual seed right now.
Right. And I'm just talking about the actual nature of the media and the way they covered guys.
It is whack all around. It's whack all around. We have football guys. Talk Shannon Sharp, and the thing was, Shannon, what he was saying is like, dog, you're a professional athlete, like, you should know, bro. If I pull up your stats, there are some days where I'm sure you just didn't have a good stat day, but I'm sure you probably followed it up with a good game. So,
like
the way he was just bashing like Kawhi, like, oh, you, it must have been a load management day, da 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 da. And I'm a retweet.
Can we not say Kawhi didn't bring that on himself when you put on this facade of the only thing I care about is the playoffs? Yeah. I mean, that rubs people the wrong way.
I mean, yeah, but I can see.
So you gotta take the criticism that comes with that.
And he definitely does. For one, he doesn't hear any of it. But he's been said it even last year in Toronto, like, yo, all this is practice for the regular season. Because for one, if you watch that game as well, bro, like, the Clippers have even more meshing to do now that they have Marcus Morris. There's times where in that Boston game and that Philly game where you could easily tell he didn't know where to be out there offensively. That's going to mess up the spacing. One thing also was shown this past week, Pat Beverly not being there, bro. He's not the typical playmaker from the standpoint of put him in a high ball screen at the point guard spot. He'll make something happen. But what he does do, he brings it up quick. He passes it. He cuts. He gets the ball at least popping.
He gets the team into the offense.
When Lou is in there, I'll say this. You got to take the good with the bad. He hit a whole lot of shots this past week. But when he wasn't hitting, the ball stuck. And then guys didn't get a touch for it. There were stretches where we need to be getting Marcus Morris incorporated because he's going to start. But the thing is, Marcus Morris is going to start. From the day one he showed up against, I think, Cleveland, he started.
So you think they're going to start him over Landry Shamet?
It'll be interesting.
I'm sorry.
But I think.
So what, move PG to the four? I mean, to the two?
It would be like.
This is a weird lineup.
It would be Pat. It would probably be Pat.
PG, Kawhi. PG, Kawhi.
Morris, Zubac. Yeah, and bring Shaman off the bench. That's, I think they, lineup. Yeah. That's even this lineup. Week with Pat being out, they
yeah, they started him. Like, yeah. I said, they started Landry, Marcus, PG, Kawhi, and Zubac.
But I think
that's an interesting lineup.
They're definitely because I mean they made the trade for Mo Hargis, who was a guy that was starting.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. But like Marcus has been shooting the leather off the rock this year, so he can be fans. He could be very, very dangerous because like he's added so much to his game. Like he's actually, you can put him in ball screens now, let him operate.
Hey. I'm just going to go back to what you said, because you said if the Lakers are traded for somebody at the deadline, it'd be too late to incorporate them.
I think because two different systems, it's one thing to incorporate into what the Clippers are trying to do. They're trying to be like an actual great team. It's another thing to incorporate into a Bron-type system.
I mean,
show up and immediately start hitting shots. I think
it's easier to be incorporated into a Bron system than it is.
I would say that, too. Like, in LeBron system, you just got to stand here and wait.
And it's just one guy. I think when I made that statement, it was in reference to if they did the typical big wave Bron trade.
No, we were talking about Kuzma and Bogdanovich.
But I think definitely that trade, but when I made that statement in regards to if they make a trade, they're not going to win, that was in reference to if they make a big, like when he did the Cleveland sweep. That's what I meant. A one for one, no, that may not have hurt them that much. Because I told Taman, I was like, yo, talk to Brooklyn about Kuz for Spencer. Like, see if they would listen. Of course, they probably wouldn't, but, like...
That contract wouldn't match.
It wouldn't, but yeah. I wouldn't have been mad about them making a trade if they needed to. Like, that was the reason why the Clippers got him, because they didn't want L.A. to get him. Because Marcus Morris would help L.A. right now.
Yeah.
That would actually give... The reason they got him
is because the Lakers couldn't match the price.
Right now, being honest.
The Lakers couldn't match the price. Knicks wanted Kuzma and Danny Green, because once again, Kuzma's contract is so small, you have to pair him with somebody.
Yeah,
right.
So, just a bad matchup. Like I said... The Clippers issue still is the same issue I've said they're going to have all season. You're incorporating all these players. You still have not been healthy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in light switch teams that have never won anything.
Fair enough.
There's one person on this team that has won.
Fair enough.
Everybody else has never been there. So I don't believe in light switch teams.
That sounded like Toronto. Last year.
They have more veterans.
There's a lot of veterans on this team.
I mean, PG did battle. Like Ron who? In the
outside
finals.
Of Paul, like out, who PG on this team? Outside of PG finals. And Kawhi, who has been deep in the playoffs on this team?
Lou and Pat just.
Lou has never really been deep in the playoffs.
Lou's been on the playoffs in the Eastern
Conference. He's been on the playoffs. He's never been deep in the playoffs.
Not to a conference finals, but he's been in the first and second. Pat's been in the first and second.
Nobody has been.
Pat was supposed to be in the conference finals, but he got hurt. He was supposed to be guarding Steph.
Like,
what's
supposed to be?
So he at least.
Mister, it's all about result. It's all about result.
He has playoff experience, though.
I mean, I'm not saying he don't,
but
like,
you said supposed to be that it didn't happen.
It did.
But he has playoff experience. I'm just saying no. Not
I said deep in the playoff. I just said deep in the playoff. Who on this team outside of Paul George and Kawhi have been deep in the playoff? Paul George, we say, is choked every time he's been in the playoffs for the last couple of years, and Kawhi. Had great playoffs run and it's been great.
Two
and has two rings.
Two
congratulations.
Yeah, call him two rings.
Outside of that.
That's all I want to hear.
Like,
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, two rings.
Two rings.
What?
Two rings.
At the end of the day, he still hobbled two around rings. The playoffs on one leg.
Two rings.
Like,
two
you're
rings.
You're banking
two
on two
rings.
Guys who can't
two rings.
Battle injuries
two
their
rings.
Whole career.
Hey, two rings. Rings.
Shut up.
Two rings.
Two rings.
You're banking on a team of guys who can't stay healthy and haven't been
there. Nah, it's definitely going to be about can they stay healthy. I think this team. I think I wouldn't be shocked if the organization knows, like, they play a brand of basketball where these guys are playing hard. They're going to be more prone to injuries. I think they're letting certain dudes take games off so that they can be fresh. They're only here for April through June. Yes, it is rolling the dice. It's being a student. What they are is the college student who maybe he didn't do so great on that first exam. Maybe he didn't do too great. Maybe he did all right on the third. You're in a position where it's like, all right, we're going to cram it in and we're going to roll the dice on that final for this grade. That's what the Clippers are doing right now. So we're going to see how they study for this final exam.
All right.
I'm going to say something. Like I said, I'm going to leave it at this. Like I said, do I think the Clippers are obviously a contender for the title? I do think the more I watch them, the more I'm starting to realize they're a bad matchup for the Lakers, but I think there are worse matchups for them, if that makes any sense. Like, I think they match up better with the Lakers than almost anybody in the league.
Yeah, I can see
but
what
I think
you're
there
saying.
Are teams in the West and there are teams in the East who match up really well with them,
bruh,
and could give them problems.
I told Taman last week, and I've been telling to other people, I really see a scenario, regardless of who comes out the West, Milwaukee just winning it. And I ain't going to lie to you, now that if Philly keeps Al Horford coming off the bench and that clicks.
Did Chris Paul just dunk?
What?
Looked like he just caught an alley.
Oh, snap.
Hey, man, they all wearing two, bro. Hold on, man. We got to go back to that. Yeah. Go ahead.
But, yeah, nah, if Philly can have Al Horford being cool with coming off the bench and, like, that unit comes along, like, I see a scenario where an East team could win it again this year. Yeah. But, like, I think once all the Clippers, when it meshes, I think it'll be something special. But that's definitely a lot of ifs with them, so.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on them. And like I said, that whole thing was more so just me being observant in terms of what we see out of Kawhi and what the media thinks of Kawhi and how they move around him and how they moved around LeBron. So once again, I agree with everything Leek said about the media. I think it is pretty whack. There's a lot of
We all agree on that.
There's a lot of good storylines around the league that hasn't got the amount of attention. I don't think Miami got enough attention
at all.
We've talked about the Pacers a bunch. I don't think the Pacers got enough attention.
Denver hasn't.
Denver hasn't got enough attention and what they're
Toronto.
Doing.
Toronto.
Toronto has.
They're going to be the two seed.
Like, shout out
nah,
to
the conference finals will be Milwaukee and Toronto again. Like, so, can we stand? Like, that's not crazy.
I mean, I don't know if it will. Like I said, Philly could still beat Milwaukee if things play out. But, man, just shout out
dang,
to Toronto.
So you're saying Giannis loses in the second round? He's so
it's
out.
It's possible.
He's so out if that happens.
Like
trade watching.
I mean, we all picked Philly to go to the finals.
Yeah, we did. That's crazy. So here are the games coming back off All-Star break, and we can get up out of here. So only big games that first Thursday, Brooklyn, Philly. Teams are going to have to, like, there's no more games to waste now.
Sure.
Oh, like, of course not.
Sure.
So
I think Philly's
about everybody's
sitting
about
25, 30, right now.
30, if you're trying to play.
Oh, my fault, Philly. I thought you said Brooklyn. Philly's at five. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're trying
one
to
game back.
If you're trying to make the playoffs, there's no time to waste. So Brooklyn, Philly, Memphis, they got to keep where they're at. They play Sacramento.
I think they fall out, but that's me.
I don't think Portland's catching them.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're four out. That would be interesting.
Like, New Orleans is still projected to get that 8 seed. That's crazy.
That Friday night, you got Nuggets and Thunder, Pelicans, Portland, seeing if Dame can get a spark going.
He's hurt. He's not playing.
Oh, Dame's not going to be out?
For he's out
long?
For 2 weeks.
Oh, Dame, you think that's it for Portland?
That might be.
That's why I said I don't think they're catching them.
Dang, Dame went so hard, he popped his groin. Dang.
Be like that.
Yeah.
Trying to get your team to the AFC. Dang. Sounds real familiar.
Blow it up. Blow it up. Blow it up. That Saturday, you got Philly and Milwaukee. in Milwaukee on a Saturday night. So that'll be good. You also got Houston and Utah that night. Sunday, you got Boston, LA. You got
that'd be a good game.
No, that's right. And then you got also Indiana, Toronto. So it'll be a good. We're gonna blink and it's gonna be the playoffs.
Yep,
I'm ready for it.
We are ready for it. Shout out to everyone who's been watching the pod throughout the entire season. We appreciate it, bro. And sis, if girls are watching, my bad. I don't want to offend. Girls love hoops too. My apologies. So shout out to all y'all, man. We appreciate it. We coming up on the playoffs. This is probably going to be where we have the most fun because now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of things, and every game matters. There's no more excuses. No one can say, all right, this is practice. No one can say...
Yeah, I love the playoffs. This is what I'm here for. This is what I am here for,
so
the playoffs.
So this is it. This is it. We're going to get out of here. Let y'all... We're going to go enjoy the rest of this All-Star game. Brian, where can we find you, bro?
Man, you know, y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at OnlyOneBeachum. I'm easy to find because I'm the only one out there.
Leak.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Coach Leak. That's KOACHLEEK.
TK?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at King Comments of Mine. I am not conceited. King is just my last name.
And you can find the pod, find me on Instagram at OneGreggy. Find me on Twitter at Greggy Chillin'. You can find the pod on Instagram at Hoops Minor Pod, on Twitter at A Minor Hoops. Of course, show love to our guy, Dunk Man Keith. On Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn.
Bebo, MySpace.
We talked about Bebo, yeah, MySpace. Am I missing one? I'm pretty sure you got a WhatsApp.
What's the? You still on that Pillsbury joint, right?
Wow.
You know the joint where you can create your the cereal box style joint?
That joint.
Yeah, I think yours is still up and running.
I play little side games. Oh, man. Shout out to everyone who's watched the pod. I know I said that once already, but we really do appreciate it. Please like, subscribe, share with another hoophead, man. We love all of the support. If you liked it, for the people who leave comments, thank you for leaving comments. Anyone who hasn't, what's wrong with you? Comment. We want to talk to y'all. We want to talk about what we're talking about. We like to talk about the game. We appreciate that. So shout us out. Show us love. At us. We don't even care.
Let me tell you why Kawhi is going
to
get another
finals MVP. Yeah, at Leak and tell him that he needs to get on Kawhi about playing so poorly in the fourth quarter. Like we appreciate that type of stuff.
Ooh, D-Book just chipped a layup.
Oh, he killed a putback while he was talking. He missed it. Like, okay. I don't feel. I think we're done here, man. We're done here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Special shout out. I missed a shout out a couple weeks ago. Special shout out to the homie Randy. Literally, like, he'll walk into work, AirPods in, like, yo, what is Brian talking about? I'm not lying, dog. Every Monday when I'm working at the gym, he'll walk in like, I don't know about this one, man. Brian was on some, or when you were on your Kuzma stuff, he would be like, yo, why is Leak not getting it? But big shout out to the homie Randy. I want to give a special, special shout out to just all the hoopers out there. I know I usually do it like individual ones, but this is the All-Star break, so I'm going to take a break from individuals and include everybody. So everybody who's ever picked up and dribbled, we appreciate you. You help push the game forward. Whether it was in your backyard, whether it was at the park, whether you touched D3, D2, D1, whether you made a league, any of that. So, shout out to all y'all.
As I always say, eat, sleep, breathe the game. We love you. We out.